Welcome to this episode of the Building Texas Show. I'm excited to be in San Antonio, Texas, talking to Malaya Amanai about American Katerra, which is a company coming into San Antonio. Malaya, thanks for spending time with us today.
Yes, thank you so much for your time today as well.
So how did you end up in San Antonio and representing American Katerra here?
It's kind of a long story, actually. I majored in international relations in Japan, in Kyoto. I attended a university called Ritsumeikan University for 4 years. I studied abroad during my third year in Washington, D.C., and really enjoyed it and decided to really focus on U.S.-Japan relations. Came across the internship that I did with the U.S. consulate in Osaka in Japan as well, and really fell kind of passionate about U.S.-Japan relations. And during that time, I kind of more so focused on like the public affairs side of things, the diplomacy side of things. But then as I was doing job hunting, as I was doing my own research and my essays as a student would do at a university, I came across more of course, the trade side of things. As I was job hunting, especially right now, the job market is pretty tough out there. I myself as an executive assistant as well as a human resources lead understand that students that are graduating from universities and colleges are struggling to find jobs. And I've been there, done that, and finally came across this job when I returned back to Montana, which is where I spent half of my high school life before going to college in university in Japan. So yeah, came across this job, moved straight away to San Antonio without knowing much about Texas until I moved here, of course. So yeah, it's been great.
Well, and it's an interesting story from an international sense. There's a big relationship between Japan and countries around the world where Japan is working to set up joint ventures similar to this one. But what does that look like from the Japanese culture?
Yeah, as everyone knows, for both nations, U.S. Japan has had strong ties since post World War II. And if we're focusing on Texas itself, there are, I think, over 400 Japanese affiliated companies that are based in Texas alone. Of course, us being one of them. American Katerra is an American company, but our parent company is Yamaguchi Heavy Industries based in Tokyo. So, you know, you have that kind of affiliated companies that are here, as well as, of course, the bigger automotive companies such as Toyota. Headquarters are based in Dallas. We do also have a factory here in San Antonio. So, yeah, it's just I strongly believe that it's beneficial for both nations and kind of keeping those close ties in different forms. I mean, right now we're focusing on manufacturing, the trade and economic side of things, but I strongly believe with the ties between the two nations, of course, not just diplomacy, but you can look into sports as well as different organizations and just a broad range of ways the nations are tied together.
It's interesting to hear so many companies from with Japanese roots coming into Texas, but we do celebrate Toyota. I saw Governor Abbott made an announcement today about a Japanese manufacturer coming into Texas.
Yes.
So that continues to be a win. What brought Yamaguchi Heavy Industry here? What is the interest for American Katerra here in San Antonio?
Well, first of all, with the kind of tying into the U.S.-Japan ties, there's this bilateral investment that's happening between U.S. and Japan for $550 billion. And it's through the Japan Bank of International Corporation as well as NEXI. And we are part of that $550 billion, not the exact amount, of course.
Not all of it.
But not all of it. But yeah, that was, I think, the main drive to begin with, these manufacturers, semiconductors, data plants and such. That investment is really focusing on pushing those companies and investments to happen within the U.S. Now, focusing on Texas, of course, you can say a golden state for a lot of companies to relocate here or to open their headquarters, not just Japanese companies, but of course, you can focus on the zero corporate tax. That's always an eye-catching term that a lot of businesses use. Also, just in general, a global corporate hub. I mean, right now we're focusing on, you know, over 400 Japanese affiliated companies, but there's also companies from around the world that are located here. In terms of as an HR position, there is a good demographic. A lot of young students that have been able to major and focus on courses that are pretty niche and have those hands-on experiences. Recently, we toured Alamo College District here in San Antonio. They have a lot of labs where you can get hands-on experience at a age of while you're in high school. And being able to see that and how talented the demographic in San Antonio is and Texas as a whole, it's been great. So I think those are a lot of the factors to why a lot of companies are relocating here. More on a personal level of American Katerra, at first, President Yamaguchi was looking at different cities in Texas, but the reason to why we landed here in San Antonio is that we're based in the Bexar County in downtown San Antonio, and the judge at the moment is Peter Sakai. And so there was this close connection with him being a Japanese American. He's really pushing with the news that you mentioned as well with, I believe it's Sanco Texas Corporation. That's being developed here, their manufacturer. Just all these push of Japanese companies coming to San Antonio was also another drive to why we opened our headquarters here.
You're hiring and actively looking for talented professionals to come on board.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. That's our main focus right now as a company. Of course, in terms of our services and our factory that's opening up, our steel fabrication factory that's opening up in 2028, of course, we have those responsibilities and goals and milestones in that sense. But in terms of expanding our team, we're still a startup. So we are still a relatively small team. But by the end of this year, we're wanting to grow, especially our engineering and designer section of the team. So yeah, we are actively hiring.
And your product's an interesting one because you really come into that green construction, green building conversation early and often. But help us understand, what does American Katerra do?
Yeah, so we are not a steel manufacturer. We are a steel fabricator, and we focus on our product of green carbon steel, which is essentially the products and as well as the materials where we aim to decarbonize the entire supply chain. So to put it in a quick like nutshell, like you have point A, which would be the manufacturers, and these are the companies that are producing the steel, different types of steels, of course, pipes to beams, and then point B would be the construction site. So essentially, what our company is able to do with the services that will be hopefully up and running by May of this year, we're able to calculate the greenhouse gas emissions from point A to point B, and what that kind of looks like between the manufacturing stage to the site, the construction site, is, of course, you have different processes such as logistics that come in. So we can also calculate let's say the steel is being transported by a truck. And we're right now in conversations with different logistic companies. And let's say one of the logistic companies that we're partnering with will utilize an EV truck. In that sense, we don't need to calculate the GHG emissions, of course, but we're able to also say that we have reduced this much significant GHG emissions in the process. If we are to partner with just a regular, well-known logistic company, we're able to say they've implemented anti-idling campaigns. And what that campaign essentially is where, for example, in Japan, public transportation, such as the public buses, when they stop at a red light, they actually turn off their engines to reduce the GHG emission footprint. So those are the ways we're able to calculate the GHG emissions for the entire supply chain. So this kind of service will be implemented and running in May. On the other side of things, the factory is going to be opening and operating in 2028 right here in San Antonio. We're still in conversation with different companies and site locators on where to actually open up the factory and to build it. However, it will be right here in San Antonio, and that's more of the welding side of things.
Yeah. And when you're welding, what does that look like? What are you fabricating?
Yeah. So right now we're in conversation with more so the building side of things rather than the infrastructure. So more structural based. We're looking into AI data plant companies moving here. So we're looking into focusing on the development of warehouses, the data plants and such. And maybe down the road, we're looking into bridges and the infrastructures. It's, in terms of the welding process, Japan utilizes more automated robotics for welding. I believe in total, 80% of the companies, the fabrication companies, use automated automated robotics, whereas in the U.S., it's kind of flipped around.
Right.
So what we're wanting to do is to implement those automated robotics, the welding robotics, to our factory, of course, as well as hiring manual welders. So that's kind of what the factory will be looking like.
San Antonio is your only U.S. location today, is that?
Yes, this is our headquarters based here in San Antonio. But in 2030, we're looking into expanding to Pittsburgh and then down the line to the U.K.
Pittsburgh in the U.K. So you have global expansion in mind, and that's a lot of fun. What have you enjoyed about moving to Texas? You said you grew up in Montana for some period of time, so maybe the transition isn't as hard. But what have you experienced in Texas that you've enjoyed?
First of all, everyone is super nice in Texas. I guess that you could say saying or stereotype is true. Everyone's great in Texas, have only experienced nothing but love and kindness. But in terms of, living in Montana kind of gave the heads up of like the cowboy culture.
Yeah.
But it's great to see. Also seeing the neighboring cities. Of course, the big ones are Houston, Dallas, Austin, and now San Antonio as it's growing. But kind of setting foot into different towns and neighboring cities has been great. But San Antonio, Texas as a whole has been treating me absolutely amazing. I took a trip to Houston last week. The drive honestly wasn't that bad. Food was great there as well. People were great. So I'm yet to explore more, but I'm enjoying it so far.
Now, your president and CEO, Mr. Yamaguchi, he comes into town quite often, but he's very involved. And I think that's true of a lot of these companies that we've talked about, where the executives are in Japan, but they're heavily involved in what is happening here. What does that look like from his role in how this is launching?
We work very closely with President Yamaguchi. When he's here in San Antonio, we'll grab some lunch together as a team, dinners together as a team. But right now, a day in his life at American Katerra, as well as ours, since we kind of maneuver with him, is to really make those connections and to stay close to our potential customers and suppliers down the road. We attend a lot of meetings, a lot of events, a lot of forums that whenever we have the opportunity. And we've had great connections with Greater SATX, the Texas Economic Development, Texas EDC, of course. The Metro Chamber and all these great organizations that's helped us be well known here. In a recent candidate forum between for the Bexar County with Peter Sakai, our company was mentioned as well. So just a super big thanks to the San Antonio team and the city itself.
And who is it that you're looking to get in touch with you? You're at an early stage where you can really help with calculation. You can help with reduction in efficiency. Who are those buyers? Who's listening to this show and says, oh, I should call them?
Honestly, any customers or suppliers that are interested in working with us. Again, we are able to calculate the greenhouse gas emissions using our building information modeling software. And we have our employee, and we're going to grow this team to be trained in this software to be able to build these 3D structures, but also through those structures, you're able to calculate the greenhouse gas emissions and the carbon footprint aspect of it. So yeah, anyone who's interested in those calculations, those services, of course, logistic companies as well as we move forward with the factory opening up. As an HR, anyone who's interested in our business, it is a small team, but you really get that close-knit community, and you're able to work really closely with each other, communicate with each other. And I'd say that for my first job, I have the unique and amazing experience of being able to step foot into different roles and responsibilities. So for an HR standpoint, anyone that is interested in steel fabrication, but also learning new things and stepping foot into new roles, please reach out.
Well, I've enjoyed learning so much about America Katerra as you've come into the market, as you're building in San Antonio. And I'm excited to see what that plant will look like in 2028 as more things continue to come to San Antonio. And it is a story of economic development and Texas growth in general, that people like yourself are here and you're bringing more with you, because this isn't just your company. There's the 400 other that you mentioned, but you're also going to have other vendors and supply chain companies show up around your success and around others' success.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited to see what's to come for American Katerra and our team.
Where can people find more information about America Katerra and the work that you're doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been very active on LinkedIn, actually. You can find us at American Katerra. Also, our website, once you look up American Katerra, it's the first website that pops up. We actually did recently launch our Instagram and Facebook accounts, so please be sure to check that out. That'll be great. As an HR, my LinkedIn is always up and running. I'm always on there every day. So if you want to reach out to me directly or through the company email, both are okay. The career page is posted on there. I believe it was posted this week. So yeah, it's just Malaya Amanai, and you should be able to find me there.
Well, and you've had some local media success as well with,
yes,
with some magazines. And what's that been like for you?
It's been great. Again, this is my first job, and little did I know that I'll be featured in a magazine. I had the opportunity to work with the San Antonio Women's Magazine. I highlighted my background there and the identity of being both Japanese, but also being based here and living in the States. So, if you guys want to check that out, please do. That'll be great.
Well, thank you so much for the time today and all the work that you're doing. We'll watch your continued success as American Katerra launches here in San Antonio.
Thank you so much. Yeah, this has been great. Thank you so much, Justin.